Blog Talk Radio.
It's to say against the world.
Traditional 1950s to about 70s style of wrestling,
you know, which is such a good, you know, foundation, especially nowadays. I mean, guys like that are going to be done coaching, and that's going to get lost also. But I thought it was great. Al Snow down there was the head coach, Danny Davis, down there with Oleg at the time. Anthony Corelli, Santino, but he was Boris at the time. It's some completely different gimmick. And down there was a lot of people, Nick Nemeth, Dolph Ziggler, and Evan Bourne. It was a good time. I mean, it was a really good time. I thought they put together a real creative show, and we had really good crowds there, really good crowd response and following, and it kind of still holds a little bit of that territory feeling from the stories you read and the stories you hear from the old-timers.
Yes, it's definitely a good training facility, and also a good promotion also.
Absolutely entertaining show, good broadcasting, good talent. I mean, good coaching. It's I think that's why they've had such a strong following for such a long time, and it's a good time down there in Louisville, Kentucky. If you've never lived down there, and they got some good bourbon too, I heard.
Yes. How was the atmosphere backstage in WWE when you was called up to their roster?
You know, I think as far as the atmosphere goes, you know, I was just trying to figure out, you know, what is the atmosphere? What is the culture? Because being involved in sports, there's always a different atmosphere or culture. And, you know, a football locker room culture and the way things are done is different than a sports entertainment or professional wrestling locker room. The etiquette and the interaction, the way, you know, things are done. Also, jiu-jitsu. You know, MMA, they're all different type of, you know, atmospheres. And so, you just know that as being an athlete your entire life, and you just try to adapt to the situation and fit in, you know where your role is at.
Right. And how was, what's your opinion on Vince McMahon and the other McMahons?
I mean, they're very successful businessmen. They're good at what they do. I mean, they're running the whole shebang bang. What's going on with TNA? Did you hear what's going on over there?
Yeah, they have been a recent let go releases from that was some were also with OVW and they was cutting cars, cost measures, I heard, yeah.
What's up? Did you hear anything about the back pay?
I mean, you said anything about...
I heard guys, so there are some of the workers I heard were getting paychecks or something that they're behind like a couple months.
Yeah, I heard about that. They've been late with paying certain wrestlers also.
And were they threatening them to walk out or something? Did I read that correctly?
Yes, it was a few that that was threatening to walk out also, not re-signing.
Yeah. You know, like I said, Vince McMahon's good at what he does, you know, in his company. And, you know, I think the thing, you know, with sports entertainment, you know, it's always looking for that wow, that wow factor, that entertainment factor, you know, that it factor, that, you know, hence the name of your show. And I think he's great at what he does, and he captivates that. And he's got the dollar signs to back that. You know, I'm not trying to kiss his ass or anything like that. I'm just calling a spade, good at what he does.
Right. Yeah, he actually, it's like his, it's a lot to be thankful for working, being in that company also.
Brother, I'm just grateful to be alive every day I wake up at this point, you know?
Right.
And, you know, sometimes life experiences, it you know, really makes you appreciate just the simple breath itself.
Right.
But yeah, there's a lot of opportunities there, that's for sure. And you know, there's always, you know, two sides to every coin. We can sit and talk about the negative side. We can sit and talk about the positive side. I mean, it's, you know, but you know, it is what it is. And if you can accept that, and you know, just like the people around you, yourself, I think you know your role, that you know, you can fulfill that dream there. But is it going to be easy? Is there going to be some stuff you're going to have to deal with? You know, is the winter season going to come? Are the clouds going to come in every now and then? Yeah, you know, is it going to rain? Heck yeah. But, you know, just like life, brother, you just got to stay on your feet and keep moving forward.
Right. And you basically had a decent push in WWE with the ECW also. You had a winning streak going on also.
Yeah. Yep.
And definitely you. How was it like working with guys like John Morrison and CM Punk and Kofi Kingston on the roster?
I mean, all those guys are top notch talent. Those guys are all good workers. They're great athletes. They're resilient. They're professionals. At any time you're dealing with a professional and somebody who's dedicated, you know, their entire life, because, you know, you're exchanging large parts of your life with family, loved ones, you know, just, you know, little things, you know, like relaxing, hanging out. Take those things are gone. Those guys are all professional. Anytime you get to work with that caliber of individual that puts that kind of effort into something, even if they're a dick, it still is a true professional. Everyone, you know, is going to put on the best they can, entertaining match for the people and for the with the business that needs to be done. And I mean, it's an honor and it's a privilege and it's a good time, damn good time. And I think. You know, that's a big draw to it as a wrestler. It's fun. It's you know, it gets your endorphins going on a whole nother level.
Right. Also, and also just the stock also will go up. Also,
yeah,
you'll be more valuable when they leave the company. Also.
You're saying they become valuable when they leave?
Their stock usually go up when they leave the WWE, and they get more opportunities of booking elsewhere on the Indies and other places overseas.
Sure. Now maybe Japan. You know, some places. You know, you can make probably, you know, the same kind of money as a lot of those guys, you know, are making. I mean, you know, the money is a different situation, too. And, you know, I don't think your value goes up when you leave. I think Vince really knows how to build value around you. You put that machine around that production around it, the stories. That's what he does, you know. He produces, you know, superstars and makes these guys, you know.
Right.
And, you know, and if you've got talent, you got the it factor, it just takes it to a whole nother level. And you know.
Right.
I mean,
and I
think that's where the value kind of comes in, and then getting emotionally vested and people being able to see you on television on a regular basis and get to know you, your character. And on the indies, I mean, yeah, you're beating up the roads. It's just, you know, paying your dues and it's just like any other, you know, hustler that got into the game, whatever game it was, he had to pay his dues. You know, you hear about guys that used to sell cassettes, you know, at the back of the trunks of their cars when I was growing up, not to date myself, but you know, hustling those out there, selling in the parking lots or whatever, getting their name going city to city. And, you know, that's kind of with the indies, you know, but it's, it's the Indies, it's not territories also, so, and, you know, there's one place to work in Yang, especially what's going on. I don't know what's going on over there at Yang, you know, but, you know, there's not a lot of options, and,
right.
You know, it's definitely a different time period in the business,
right,
like.
And I also noticed that that ever since John Laurinaitis got stepped down from talent relations, then Triple H took over as hiring talent, and it seemed like he's for more of the wrestlers himself, that he know he know what he's more of. You know, he look out for more of the wrestlers than Johnny Laurinaitis. He give them more of a chance.
Well, that's a good thing, and anybody who's a worker loves to hear stuff like that. So, you know, anytime you're going to get a more favorable position, if someone's going to do that, then yeah, that's greatly appreciated. You know, but still, you gotta make your stuff happen. It's all on your back. I mean, but you know, once again, know your role though. The process, you know, did it.
Right.
You know, I mean, they've got guys in certain roles, and you might have this vision and dream for you and your character. That's all fine and dandy, but dude, they got a business to run, and it's running full steam ahead, and they got people in these places, and this little void needs to get filled here, and. They made that void still, you can move it over to this void. So,
right.
And, but, you know, the so-called brass ring, gold ring, you know, be all you can be, kind of the whole army theme. I mean, I think you just have to come with that work ethic no matter what. But, and I think all the guys do because they're professionals. But I think in the end of the day, you know, The Rock, you know,
right.
That's where he got that catchphrase from.
Right. How was it like working with Steve Carell's UWF promotion?
That was incredible experience, and it was something new for me because I'd been groomed over in the WWE. That had been my only experience. I didn't have any indie experience at the time. I didn't have any hardcore MMA or jiu-jitsu training, tournaments and doing that kind of stuff. And so at that time, you know, I was just coming out of transitioning, retiring as a professional football player and just licking my chops for this pro wrestling. But, you know, once again, it takes time to learn the culture of a business you're in and understand, especially after being 22 years in another industry. And like I said, culture, you know, just like you go to prison, there's a different culture there, man, and a system. And you better figure it out or you got two options and they're pretty bad. One of them is death and one's going to wish you were dead, you know?
Right. You actually did good work also at UWF working with Rasheed Brown.
Yeah, hats off to Rasheed Brown, man. I do. He's a monster, man. And to me, to this day, that's probably my favorite match. You know, hats off to him and the Urban Wrestling Federation for just letting us do our thing, especially. You know, everyone was going out, you know, starting out, I think the card, you know, first match, and we hear people going through tables and stuff, and I'm just like, man, are you kidding me? And it's kind of reminding me of the old ECW, not to compare the two at all, I'm not saying that, but, you know, just, you know, as a fan, you know, and studying the history ever since I retired and just dedicated my life to, to wrestling, grappling, shoot, fighting, you know, submission grappling, jiu-jitsu, and professional wrestling, and, the Urban Wrestling Federation, the thing I liked about it most, man, was, they gave us a freedom to do whatever we wanted to. So everyone's going through these tables in the beginning of the car, and she's like, "No, we're just gonna have a straight out wrestle match, slugfest style, we're gonna put some psychology into this and have a good time with this, and we're not gonna pull out the tables and the chairs and ladders and we're gonna get this crowd and hats off to Rashid. That was damn good time that night. It was cool. Also, we were filming those promos down in the boroughs at like 2 a.m. We're in some of the worst neighborhoods, and it was cool because all the boys were from those neighborhoods. There's local guys, a lot of them, and a lot of homicides crew, and I just remember some of those guys yelling, cut their promos. There's different rules. And now, this was different than the WWE because, they don't have the same policies they had at the WWE. So, there's some Phillies being smoked. There's some drinks being, so it wasn't Gatorade either and tobacco. So, it makes for some interesting promos, especially when you're in the boroughs at 2, 3 a.m. in the morning cutting them. That's what I liked about that part. I wish they would have put the wrestlers more in the forefront of that. That's their product. And like you said, you just know your role and just enjoy the ride while you're there. And it was really good time. I wish it would have went a little bit longer,
what do you think of companies like Ring of Honor and TNA?
Well, I guess it'd be kind of like the same experience, like feeling for me. I don't know. Like I said, I was groomed in the WWE style of work and performing, and then all of a sudden I go to a different company, and it's like, I got the freedom to do whatever I want to do, and man, as a performer, that feels good. And for me, I mean, that's really at the core of why you get into it, man. It's just to fulfill that soul like that with the people and connecting and the storylines and having a good time and just really getting into it and enjoying it. I believe you can have a good time and be professional and be very successful at what you do and enjoy your life and the journey and the work. That was what I was experiencing over there, working with this company, with this absolute complete freedom as a performing artist. So Ring of Honor and all those other companies, I think those guys probably experience a lot of that too, Now it goes back to how how much of a traditional style of work do you like, from what the business was built on through history, the business is now at the point where it's always evolving and whatnot, but then it's like, well, okay, now how much dosage of this traditional style of wrestling do you want, and how much of this evolution do you want? And that's kind of, I think, where wrestling's at as a fan. Would you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Right, so if you're a real traditionalist, you're not going to like a product like ROH or Urban Wrestling Federation. But now if you're this new revolutionary type dude, you're going to want something that's not so traditional. But now here we got a product like WWE where it's got the traditional, fundamental psychology and storytelling, but it's always evolving and it's setting the pace, There's all these other companies kind of doing a thing, but it means, once again, it goes back to Vince is good at what he does, and the company right now, it's making stars. It's got a big investment into production and what they're doing, and it's working. I mean, look at the numbers, what they're doing, and obviously they're happy, and obviously every company wants to increase their numbers, so. And there you go with putting Triple H in that position to moving players around to put him in the best position to capitalize on making these returns.
You're right about that.
Because isn't that what it's all about at the end of the day? I mean, let's not get feelings for anybody, right? It's
right.
You know, That's why professionals, and that's why it's good to work in those rings with those guys.
Right. You've definitely been also training to do MMA.
I've been doing all that stuff, brother. MMA, jiu-jitsu, I just won the Arizona State Championship. I won Florida Ultra Heavyweight State Championship, too. I just went to Vegas, to the Vegas International Jiu-Jitsu. I qualified for Worlds. I'm going to Worlds in October. I just got sponsored by Novin Yao, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu team from Brazil over here in Arizona that's running the federation. So I'm just... Yeah, I'm just having a good time, man. I'm really just taking it all in and, you know, just doing the independents now. Here we got FSW, local professional wrestling company. We got a television deal, and it starts July 13th down here in Scottsdale and off of Thomas and Hayden at 7 o'clock. But it's good. We're going to be back on television on MAV TV, so you're going to have to keep a lookout for FSW.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then the MMA too. I've had a couple of fights, and I had a couple that I've gotten ready for, and the guys backed out the last minute, and it's pretty nerve wracking. You go 7 weeks, and you're preparing, and it backs out. So I'm just enjoying doing some competing, man, with this jiu-jitsu and then just sparring with all the guys, around the valley. The MMA here in Arizona and the grappling, the submission grappling is I'm really impressed at where it's at. And it's a good time down here. There's a lot of good professional wrestlers down here, too, some ex-WWE guys. And, you'll see the show on television and all these promotions are all working together over here on the West Coast, all the way into California, NWA, and then over there with Joe Falco in Las Vegas, all the way up to Roddy Piper in Oregon. So, they're working on putting together a good little product here, and it's good to be wrestling and be a part of it, and be able to wrestle in front of my my hometown and all the people that I played sports in front of all these years. And I feel like, brother, it's just warming up. We're getting ready to get after it again here. And have you checked that show out? It'll be good. You see how far this character has come in this process of sports entertainment.
All right. Do you have any other plugs coming up?
I mean, I think I just kind of snuck those in, didn't I? Was that smooth or what?
Yeah.
That's it. Just a little bit at a time. Just a little bit, and then that show is going to be a biweekly show. So, and then I'm going to get the dates for those other shows. But that's just a couple of weeks at a time going out. So,
right. It's like the more wrestling, the more and more opportunities out there.
Yeah, man, I think the opportunities are always out there, if the passion and your soul is there, man, and if you enjoy what you do and you really enjoy it, and there's so many aspects of it to enjoy, and, it's a different lifestyle. Yeah, it's a different lifestyle too, brother, so it's not for everybody.
Right.
Kids, don't try this at home. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Yeah, definitely. And do you see yourself going overseas to companies in Japan or UK?
Man, I tell you what, that'd be a dream come true. And I really like what they're doing over at IGF, and with all this MMA training and jiu-jitsu training and their professional wrestling and Inoki, I mean, come on. I mean, some of my favorite matches were that series with Inoki and Dick Murdoch, and I just sit there, man, I mean, come on. And I still think he's captivating, you know, that same kind of style in there, and he stayed true to it and the people, and he's really serious about his product, and man, that'd be incredible. But, you know, listen, just, you know, one week at a time, one day at a time, one breath at a time, that's all. But, you know, I'm definitely getting real itchy. I think I'm going to stir it up a little bit here on this this television show, since it'll be getting some good airplay. And I think I'm going to get all the everyone involved a little bit. People that I don't even know they're going to get involved. Just have a good time, man. Sports entertainment, a little professional wrestling, a little social media, and have a good time.
Yeah, that is awesome.
And too, if you want to follow, I've got on Twitter at Beast Ortiz, or I've also got at The Rich Young. So you can hit me up on Twitter or Facebook at Rich Young.
Okay. And we also have a Wrestling X Factor group page on Facebook also.
You have a what?
A Wrestling X Factor group page for all the fans, that for all the upcoming events or any other plugs.
Okay. Shoot me over the link or whatever.
Oh, okay. No problem. It was nice having you up on Wrestling X Factor, Ricky.
Always good to be talking about some wrestling with someone else who enjoys watching it, brother.
Yeah.
Where are you guys out of? Are you guys out of Maryland?
Yeah, located out of Maryland, yeah.
What part of Maryland?
Baltimore.
Okay, it gets a little rough down there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's getting rough, yeah.
It kind of reminds me of a place I was living in Florida called Crime Hills. It's called Pine Hills, but they call it Crime Hills. Look, you got to check it out on the internet. It's a pretty rough spot. Lost my dog there, but yeah, Baltimore, Maryland is not. It's that same that same type of tree.
Right.
No, but it's a beautiful city. Though. It's got a lot of culture too there.
Right.
And what about their football? What's the feeling right now going on with their football in Maryland?
Yeah, with the Ravens, they trying to go for a repeat again, but I don't think it's going to happen this time. They don't have the key elements of rape. They don't have the leaders out there, Ray Lewis or Ed Reed.
Ooh, I get the chills. You say those guys' names.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, man. That's like the heart and the valves right there. Yeah, but you know what? You know those guys are such good leaders, man, that they were really breeding those guys as champions. And there's, you know, that's the beautiful thing about that. You know, a guy like, you know, Ray Lewis, where, you know, he's just teaching the guy everything he knows, and he's just exposing his soul to these young warriors, and he's helping them become these ultimate just machines out there and swarming around like killer dogs, and just having a damn good time, having a party about the whole thing, and just really enjoying, like we were talking about, you know, making money and having fun and putting everything into it. And, you know, I think, you know, ultimately that's what he's leaving, though, and those guys are leaving with the squad. And I think they're going to really try to impress Uncle Ray Ray, make old Uncle Ray Ray proud. And you know, his mug will be pacing up and down those silence, barking around. But, yeah, a little different when he's not on the field laying wood to somebody, right?
Right.
You know, Ray would come screaming on that field and he just yell and taking some guy's head off. Sound like a lightning bolt hit right in the middle of the field. I mean, that sends a message more than anything you could yell or how hard you can pound your chest, man. When you lay somebody out like that, it really sends a message.
Right.
All right, Baltimore, Maryland. We'll be looking for you next season here, man. It was good talking to you. And I appreciate you having me on the show, like I said, and catch you guys on the go-around. Whatever you want to talk it up, hit me up.
Okay, no problem. It's nice having you also. You can come back anytime.
You got it, brother. Have a good night.
All right. All right. Yeah, you can hit us up. Hustling X Factor group page. On, right up on Facebook. So, this is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later.
Against the world.
Me against the world.
Nothing to lose. bright day after that. So no matter how hard